Connacht was probably one of the easier times that I had, to be honest with you. Thoroughly enjoyed it. But as we've just seen with Graham, it's a tenuous position, and just like that, you can be gone.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Saturday panel on Off the Ball.
All right, you're very welcome back to Off the Ball Saturday here on Newstalk. Shane Hannan with you through until 5 p.m. this evening. It is the Saturday panel, and it's a very special Saturday panel for you this afternoon. We have two members of the Down Syndrome Ireland futsal team in studio with us. We have Josh Hennessy of Shelburne in Ireland, Jamie Linden of Dundalk in Ireland, and in the corner, we have Paul Smith, head coach of the Irish Down Syndrome futsal squad and the FAI Football for All development officer as well. Lads, thanks for coming in. How are you keeping?
Good.
You're excited to be in studio?
Yes.
I was just saying before we started, Paul Smith in the corner here and myself used to play together for Monaghan Town FC. The two strikers, Paul used to do all the scoring and I used to do all the setting up, I think. but he's a brilliant footballer and he's still playing. But what's he like as a coach, Paul?
He's a good manager, right? He's a cop manager.
A good manager?
Yeah, a good manager.
What makes him so good?
My passion, the players, the ball, like triple pass and hang up your shirt.
He just knows it all.
Yes,
he does.
You must be excited, Josh.
Yeah.
You're wearing your Shelburne top today, and Shelburne are the champions of Ireland.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you feel?
I feel buzzing.
Have you met Damien Duff?
Yeah, I did.
And what's he like?
He's unreal, he is.
And were you expecting it this season? Because a lot of Shelburne fans were thinking before the season, you know, maybe if we finish second or third, maybe get into Europe, we'll be doing okay. But they're after winning the league.
Yeah.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
were you down at Tolka Park for many games this season?
I went to three games.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, and what was the atmosphere like?
Storm, boredom, like.
And for you, Jamie, Dundalk. Yeah. Dundalk had a tough enough year.
Dundalk. The boys... Give hard work, scoring and pass it the ball to the teammates.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Paul, talk to us. This Down Syndrome futsal team, so this was a brainchild, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago?
About 3 years in the making.
Right.
Shane, I suppose, for me, anyway, I got involved about 3 years ago. I went to a Down Syndrome futsal session, you know, come and try session in Gormanstown in County Meath. And there I probably met the lads at that one as well. But I didn't know much about it at that point, but I met a lady called Tessa Van Heerden and another lady called Sinette Jordan. And they were, you know, big advocates for Down Syndrome sport. Now, Down Syndrome players obviously have opportunities to play in Special Olympics, to play in Football for All teams, there's different avenues. But for them to have the opportunity to play with their peers and against their peers wasn't just there. The ladies made us aware through the FAI about opportunities in a SUDS European Championship competition. It was within 9 months, you know, they told us that a competition was upcoming in about 9 months' time. So we hadn't much time to look at it all. We then went off on, I suppose, a journey. The journey involved some come and try sessions across the country. Then we looked at a national assessment where we picked some players. We had a wide pool of players. Then we narrowed it down.
Mm.
We ended up with 8 players on the squad, 8 males. We had a couple of female players that had tried out.
Yeah.
And we're pretty close to getting on the squad. So hopefully in the future there's opportunities there for female players as well. But we had 8 players on the squad, and then we selected 4 development players, younger players with some potential. So 8 of us, 8 players, 3 staff at the FAI, and a large contingent of supporters and parents headed off to Padova in Italy last September for an amazing experience. Turkey, Italy, and lads, help me out, Portugal were there in the group. So we played against all those countries. We competed really well. I suppose a 0-0 draw against Portugal in the second day was give us the confidence to sort of compete for there again. We were beaten in the semi-final, finished 4th overall. But the lads played really, really well, and I suppose coming back then it whet the appetite for a little bit more. We need to grow this out, we need to do more with it. So within the FAI Football for All programme, we explored different avenues to create a grassroots programme. So that would mean, you know, opportunities for players to play within club settings, not just international, but, you know, below that international stage that we'd have a club opportunity. So we teamed up with the League of Ireland department in the FAI, And within the FAI's League of Ireland department, the football social responsibility officers, so that's like community officers within clubs, we probably got a little bit lucky that they were, you know, the space was there for this programme to fit into.
Yeah.
So basically, long story short, this year we've held two futsal, Down Syndrome Futsal Festivals with 9 League of Ireland clubs taking part. So both days were unbelievable, fantastic, really good talent on show, just atmosphere, you know. From that then, I suppose, Shane, it's given us a real platform to have a you know, a pathway for the players into their club. And then at the moment we're having assessments for the next round of international competitions. The next European Championships is in Ferrara in Italy next June. So the two lads with 23 other players were present at national assessment last week, where we picked the squad all over again. Not an easy job, Shane. Mm. The talent was really good. The good players and show. So it's going to be quite difficult.
Just to name the squad. So the other players who aren't here as well. The first squad, and you correct me if I'm wrong. So David Crawford of Donegal was the goalkeeper. We've two defenders in the studio. Josh Hennessy, County Dublin, Jamie Linden, County Louth, and midfielders Cian Kelleher from Cork, Micheál McCloy from Down, Sean Toolan from Waterford, and then you have forwards Daniel O'Reilly, Donegal, and Hughie Sweeney from Gweedore up in Donegal.
Absolutely.
Two defenders, lads.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite defender? Who do you style your game on? Who do you think you're most like?
I like Nathan Conlon.
Right. Nathan Collins?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Good to pick an Irish player as well.
Yeah.
Just good on the ball. Composed.
Well, everything.
And what about you, Jamie?
Jimmy McGrath.
Oh, right.
Yes. Ireland squad. Met him in Dublin.
Yes.
I took a picture of the team and the coach, head coach, manager, and I got to take a picture of the players.
Amazing. And you've met, so I saw a photograph recently, Hamer Halgrimson, the Irish manager, and John O'Shea.
Yeah.
Was down at a training session, was it?
Yeah, in the Dublin, yeah.
What was that like?
Good look at the players to the training, the manager kept it warm and everything they'll do.
Were you chatting to John O'Shea much?
Maybe, yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Was he nice?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Who do you support? Do you support any Premier League team over in England?
I support Liverpool.
Liverpool?
Liverpool as well.
Both Liverpool?
Yeah.
I think Paul in the corner is Liverpool as well.
Three of us now.
We've got three Liverpool fans here. I was expecting one of you to say Virgil van Dijk as your favourite player, but nobody said van Dijk.
Mo Salah.
There's a couple of them. Who do they play like, Paul, these two?
Well, the lads, in futsal is a five-a-side game.
Yeah.
Shane, I'm not sure if you're familiar with a five-a-side.
This is the heavier ball and smaller
heavier
ball.
Heavier ball, and it's a really good game. Like, and I personally, I'd love to see it, you know, grow out in Ireland mainstream and within the disability sector as well. But the two lads, we played it with, obviously, goalkeeper, two defenders, one midfielder, one attacker. Sometimes we played with two defenders, sort of two attackers as well. So the lads were the two centre-backs, two defenders, really solid. But let me tell you, Shane, like, these guys are you know, they're tough, aggressive, real old style, you know, defender type, but they're also really good in the ball, like, you know, good players as well. So we worked very hard last year, a lot of coaching. For example, our goalkeeper gets the ball, these two lads are sprinting out into positions and looking to receive it and looking to play up the pitch. And, you know, they really are good players, like, both with and without the ball.
Beat America 11-2.
Think so now.
At one point. They were a new team, maybe.
A new team, and I suppose, which was different for us because we were up against it out there in Italy and you know, against more experienced teams. And against America, we probably faced a team that was a bit like we were 12, 18 months ago. But, you know, we could see the work that we had done coming together that day. It was great.
Were you always big into football, lads, growing up? Or did you play other sports, or was football the number one?
Football is the number one for me.
And what other sports did you play, Josh?
I used to play football.
Just football?
Yeah.
No Gaelic or anything? You're from Dublin, so was there any pressure to play Gaelic football or anything else?
I'm not big at Gaelic or basketball, everything. Only football.
Right. What about you, Jamie?
I made cousin now to our school, so people school.
Brilliant.
I met him before. I'm three players up the facing in Super School. Nanny Geeks, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Amazing. It's brilliant, but the families as well must be important here, in the support of people, because obviously those trips, I know there's fundraising and stuff that happens for these trips. So the support of the families must be very important.
Absolutely. So just probably to explain at the minute, so is it, what the arrangement that we have is a collaboration between Down Syndrome, Ireland's Louth Meath branch at the moment, and the Football for All programme in the FEA. So within that, I suppose, it does require some support from the communities and some support from families. So there was a huge fundraising push last year to, you know, look at when these lads went back to their communities, they were, you know, open arms, and the communities really supported them, like, you know, and it does take that, I suppose. And we'd probably be looking for the support again, the communities again. So, you know, within the FEA and the Down Syndrome branch, Louth Meath particularly at the moment, we give, you know, those ingredients, the resources within the FEA. We provide the staff and the, you know, the training resources, the kit and the equipment. And the lads actually received a full international caps last year. They were presented caps by our director of football, Mark Canham, special guests at the Ireland versus New Zealand game in really cool seats. And we got our cap that night. So for them, that's theirs to keep forever. It's very proud for their families. And the community, these lads are, I'm trying to keep them level on the ground, but they're becoming famous where they're from, like, you know.
Well, look at you now, you're on camera and you're on the radio now, yes, so you must be famous.
Yes.
Where do you keep your cap, Josh? Did you put it somewhere special?
My cap is the book.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
What about you, Jimmy?
There's a second one, a first one.
You've got a couple, you see.
Well, you've only one at the moment.
One cap. There's two caps for the football team.
Right.
Yeah.
And is it on the mantelpiece?
Mantelpiece, yeah. In my room.
Oh, lovely.
The wall.
Framed kind of on the wall.
Framed, Like the office here. Yeah. And that's on my room.
Brilliant!
I love that.
I'd say everyone loves to see that as well. Are your family and friends very proud of you?
Dad is.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say yous are very popular now because yous are Ireland players. Everyone wants to talk to you and talk about football. Yeah. Do you ever get nervous talking to people because everyone wants to talk to you now?
No, nervous. Famous now.
Not nervous, famous. Confidence isn't an issue here, Paul.
No, not at all.
It's brilliant. Like the funding and support. How important is funding, Paul, to this? Because presumably it's only going to go from strength to strength. It's obviously, as you say, early days. Some countries are maybe more ahead of others.
Yeah,
on the curve here. So where do
Ireland
come? Absolutely.
Like we probably. I feel like we're three or four steps ahead of ourselves. We've had a journey that's accelerated quite quickly here. Mm. So what's very pleasing for us in the FEA as well, that we've developed the grassroots programme, you know, which means that we had 90 players, almost 90 players played in the last festival among those nine teams. So we're really reaching out to most parts of the country. We're hoping that we can add another couple of League of Ireland clubs in 2025, beyond nine clubs. But it's really pleasing, I suppose, that the reach is there. Then the international team is obviously providing that full pathway. So the player can come into a club setting, represent the club, find their levels, potentially. But then those players that are capable of stepping up to the international level, you know, that's there for them as well. The funding, I suppose, as we try to grow the programme, we'll find avenues and different ways to make it more secure. And, you know, we're looking at the moment maybe a working committee behind the scenes that would, you know, spend some time looking after, you know, the operational end of things. That might involve, you know, looking for extra funding or, you know, looking at different ways of securing this going forward.
How important was it to get, you know, recognition? Like, say, for example, that, you know, the lads getting the caps even and, you know, properly treated at a Republic of Ireland men's senior international. Like, that's brilliant to see as well, that they're getting proper recognition, I suppose.
Yeah, well deserved. Like, these guys are good players, good athletes, and represent their country with pride. Like, I can't speak enough about how that was. And Mark Canham is our director of football within the FEA, and he presented the lads with the caps. But he spoke about a small number of people get that chance to represent the country. You know, it's a very special thing to put on the green jersey. We're particularly proud of the green jersey in Ireland, and to receive that cap, it's an honour. And not everybody will have one of those, so it means a lot.
What was it like, lads, the first time you pulled on that green jersey, as Paul said? What was it like for you, Josh, first?
unreal, like,
when you put the whole, when the green kit went onto you first, were you thinking, I've made it now, I'm a proper Irish international?
Yeah, I'm proper Irish, like, no.
And for you, Jamie, was it the same when you, that first day where you put on the kit, that must have been amazing.
History beyond the goal was scoring. The history where the kit players Fonsal. This is
amazing. Did you say you met Ronaldo?
Yes, yeah, and she best school.
Right, at school.
Yeah, at my school, she best school. I was 4 or 5 years old boy. I met him before, and three players, and Cristiano won gigs and nanny.
Gigs and nanny as well.
Yeah.
And do you, someone told me that you have a quite interesting confirmation name, Josh.
Yeah, I do.
What's your confirmation name?
Josh Ronaldo.
Josh Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Your confirmation name is Ronaldo.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So I'm after getting that message passed into me here, Paul.
No way.
Your confirmation name is Ronaldo.
Yeah, well,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
So he was always your favourite player as well.
Yeah.
Even though you're a Liverpool fan, you still went for Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Just because you respect good footballers.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And what's your confirmation name? It's not Ronaldo.
No, Jimmy Linton called Charles Linden.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's more normal. No, there's nothing wrong with Ronaldo either.
Yeah.
That's a more regular name, I suppose.
Yeah.
I saw it. Was it Adam McDonald, the Bowes player, came down and visited some of the Bowes players as well. So it's great to see, you know, the clubs even in the League of Ireland recognising these players as well and coming down and.
Yeah, the League of Ireland's growing product. We've seen last night with, you know, the interest and Damien Duff and Shelburne winning the league and we have a lot more eyes in the league. But what's happening within the League of Ireland as well is becoming more of a community. So, as I said, the appointment of the Football Social Responsibility Officers there as well, and I know they're funded by the Healthy Ireland programme and through different avenues, but they have really focused in and trying to, you know, work with the community, work with different groups, and bringing them into that football club, and that's exactly what the Down Syndrome Futsal Programme has done. But the league is caught. Imagine it's fantastic, you know, and long may that continue.
Like, I know I'm talking about a competitive. I'm saying, oh, they, you know, beat America 11-2, and Finn Harps, I think, won the couple of
Finn Harps
domestic competitions. But the word, whatever about the competition, the word fun seems to come up a lot. Like, regardless of who's winning here,
yeah,
the lads are having a serious bit of fun as well.
First and foremost, that's obviously what we're trying to do, provide that you know, opportunity to play. Like, and I have to say, like, the warmth, the two events we had this year, the warmth and the feel good factor around the, you know, were just really, really pleasing. It was a pleasure to be there. Like, but at the end of the day, we were jockeying for positions, and Finn Harps beat Dundalk in the final in the first festival 6-1. In the second festival, we had the same final. We had Finn Harps against Dundalk on a 3-2 scoreline.
Right, got
so the gap had narrowed. Yeah. So next year in 2025, I guess Finn Harps might be, you know, there to be shut down again. You know,
they'll be under pressure next time, Jamie.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. Dundalk were getting the 10 points, just jump on.
Absolutely.
Congratulations. The 24 points to go to the top.
Absolutely. Are you an actor as well?
I am. Take a tour in Bray and take it over to DCU in Dublin.
Right. And have you been in different plays and different...
Yeah, all country.
All across the country?
All country, yes, yeah. Like, take the Bray and take it to Dublin DCU and all that stuff.
Amazing.
I'll do.
And Josh, you're well used to pressure as well, because you've been playing. I saw an interview with your dad, and he was saying that you've always been playing with older boys, even from the age of maybe 9 or 10. You're always playing with people who are older than you.
Yeah.
So that must have given you good practice.
Yeah, more practice,
Absolutely, you were well used to it.
Yeah.
Well, what's the traveling like? Because it must be nice, Jamie, to have seen, as Paul said, Italy and different places around the world.
The country. Next to the people, the train, packing and stay over to Italy, like for tour us.
Yes.
And the country, representing for the dog, champagne, a competition to play in the football team.
Brilliant. You know the way, so Eric Ten Hag got sacked earlier in the week because the results weren't good enough for Manchester United.
Yeah.
If the results don't go well for Ireland, does Paul get the sack or what happens? Does he come under pressure or is his position safe?
Yeah, it's safe.
You work together.
Work together.
So his position is fully safe.
Yeah.
That must be a relief, Paul, to hear that.
That's reassuring, actually,
from the players.
Yeah, reassuring.
But
you know what? Like we had a great experience last year in Italy, and we were really new, but we learned a lot. Like, you know, we learned about the other teams, what they're like, and what their strengths are, and how they play. Mm. So when we go again, when we go again next summer, we'll be more ready for all that, and we without putting pressure on ourselves, but we look to compete and maybe look to put some wins on the board over there. That'll be the goal for us.
So what's the plan of the next, say, couple of years? Is it just competing more and more tournaments, getting more involved? Or
the immediate plan is, like, we had 25 players in last Saturday for a national assessment, and we have another assessment now on November 23rd. And then we'll have to probably select a squad in early 2025 into January. So that's not going to be easy, as I said, but look at... we'll go from there. We'll train probably once a month through January, February, March, and then as we get into, you know, towards the tournament, we'll up that. We'll probably train twice a month or as much as we can, as possibly can. But aside from that, with the League of Ireland programme, we look to have more festivals, probably two again next year, where we play in May, which will be nicely lined up against the tournament that the lads will be training with their clubs for 6 or 8 weeks leading up to each of those festivals. So they'll be getting lots of our more regular football, and that's going to help the national team as well. Because the lads will be training with the club, training with us, more contact, you know, their fitness levels will increase. So all bodes well for us to be better placed next year, you know.
But before we finish, Paul, is there anyone we haven't mentioned? You mentioned Tessa Van Heerden from the Down Syndrome Live Meath branch. Is there anyone else, unsung heroes here? I know Brendan Corish has been involved with you as well, but anyone else who's been pivotal in this?
So look, we had Brendan Corish, Sean Mulligan and myself were the three guys that looked after the team. We've, you know, obviously, as I mentioned, Tessa and Sinead were advocates, the parents, the communities that helped everybody. The FAI Football for All programme, Paddy O'Reilly as a coordinator, a massive support. And then, as I said, the League of Ireland department have taken this programme on board. So you have Derek O'Neill and Mark Scanlon and many other guys in there that have really, the clubs themselves and stuff. So it's a really team effort, but it's a programme that we're excited about growing. You know, I was speaking to some people recently, you know, that growth has been sort of accelerated. Like, just to sustain the programme is probably a good key for next year again. Keep those 9 clubs, add some more clubs on board, do a little bit better over in the next European Championship. Mm-hmm. And then, like, let's see what happens.
Absolutely. Let's see what happens. Lads, been a pleasure. Thanks a million for coming in. Really appreciate it. Paul Smith, head coach of the Irish Down Syndrome Futsal Squad and FAI Football for All Development Officer. Jamie Linden of Dundalk in Ireland. Mm-hmm. And Josh Ronaldo Hennessy from Shelburne in Ireland. I don't think I've ever said that. I don't know if I've ever met someone whose middle name was Ronaldo. That's brilliant. Yeah. Lads, thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you, Shane.
Much appreciated. Best of luck. Thanks very much. We'll chat to you again soon. Thanks again. That was the Saturday panel.
The Saturday panel on Off the Ball.